Phone Boy Speaks, episode 132. Apple Maps doesn't suck. This week I was in Washington, D.C., and I had to drive, and I used Apple Maps and didn't get lost. The turn-by-turn directions were outstanding. Some of the roads around there change names all the time, and that made it a little bit confusing. And yes, also the GPS kind of lost track of me in a couple areas, and I don't think that has to do with Apple Maps necessarily. I think it's just that spot it thought I had turned off to a road that I hadn't. Not quite sure why, but I don't think that's necessarily Apple Maps' fault. It's just, you know, the technology is sometimes a little imperfect. I'm sure if I had used Google Maps in that same spot, it probably would have came to the same conclusion based on the behavior I was seeing. But in any case, as I say, I relied on the Apple Maps exclusively the times I needed to drive around, and I even was in a cab once and had to use it rather than the cabbie, because the cabbie had, you know, like a Garmin that wasn't able to look up the address that I had. And it sort of reminds me of an experience, my first experience with the GPS, where in order to get from Nashville to Chattanooga, you have to drive through Georgia. And then the GPS that we had in the car, and this was probably 2003 or something, it was more than 10 years ago. And, you know, to get there, you just basically just drive down the interstate. Well, the GPS in this Hertz rental car had no idea how to cope with that. In fact, it didn't think the interstate existed in a few places, and it wouldn't route us down the interstate. And it turns out it was because it couldn't keep the maps in memory for Tennessee and Georgia at the same time. And in fact, the GPS would reboot as we get close to Georgia, and then as we get back into Tennessee. It was the funniest thing in the world. That's how it got the name Always Lost. So I've never wanted a GPS from that was provided, but I can tell you that the Apple Maps stuff works pretty good. I mean, granted, I'm not trying to go exotic places, but for what I need it for, it seems to work okay. Some of the 3D stuff, and yeah, I think the last I checked, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge still looks like Galloping Gertie in the 3D view. But whatever, it's not a view that I need on a regular basis. For what I need it for, I punch in an address, I hit route, and it gets me where I need to go. I think it does a better job at announcing than the Google Maps. And this is based on an experience I had. One of my coworkers, was driving down into DC, and he was using Google Maps on his phone, and I wasn't getting quite the same amount of notifications out of that I was getting generally with Siri, or Apple Maps. But anyway, I know that the database is going to be a little bit lesser on Apple because, well, let's face it, they've only been doing mapping for a short time compared to Google, but it's going to get better. And as I say, the turn-by-turn directions that Apple has on their product is, it just seems to be a quality product. And so, Apple Maps, doesn't suck. So that's my two cents on it, especially since I've now had to use it a little more extensively this past week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.